We had originally been asked to do a gig at Joe's Pub with Jesse, and we had kind of known of each other's existences as a band and as people and as musicians, but we hadn't really had a chance to hang out and talk and until we started getting this gig booked, and then that kind of just turned into a musical friendship. Yeah, it kind of makes sense because Jesse Carolina's husband, Mario, is a clarinet player for the band. And so they're kind of a husband, wife, clarinetist, saxophonist, and vocalist. And Meg and I are a boyfriend, girlfriend, saxophone, clarinetist, and vocalist pair. So it made sense that we kind of got together.
How long have you known Jesse?
The first time I saw Jesse was at a jam session at Mona's, a really great meeting place for old-time jazz musicians on Tuesdays. It must have been 3 or 4 years ago. I saw her sing, and I was just blown away. I had to know who it was, and I'd never heard anybody sing like that live before.
You were telling me a couple of years ago that the hot jazz scene in New York City was a very active scene, a very exciting scene. Are you still feeling the same or even better about that?
Maybe even better. I mean, it seems like every month there's a new band popping up with new players and people who are either just starting their jazz careers or who have been in jazz for a long time and have just kind of discovering the older styles, which is kind of how I got into it. I started off playing more modern jazz and discovered the older styles later on and really gravitated towards it. So I feel great about it. It's really cool to see younger musicians getting into it
Yeah,
at this stage.
that's what really striking me about this, both with Sweet Meg, now with Jesse Carolina. It seems to me that people in their 20s and 30s really gravitating to this music that's almost 100 years old.
Right.
Where does that come from?
I think part of it is you can dance to the music. It's fun. It's more accessible than the modern styles of jazz, but there's enough content there for jazz heads to nerd out on. You can get a lot of musical value from it, but at the same time, you can dance to it, you can party to it, you can have a beer with a friend at a bar and hang out and listen to it. And there's also something, I think, something that a lot of jazz musicians yearn for, they don't get when they're playing the modern styles, is this enthusiastic audience response. You know, a lot of modern jazz is and I love it, but it's so advanced and so heady that it's hard for anybody but the most seasoned musicians themselves to enjoy it. Whereas this music has maybe a little bit of a lower entrance point. And so there's something really gratifying and exciting about being able to play somewhere and you see people dancing, you see people going nuts over the music, people clapping, cheering after a solo.
The musicians yourselves are all relatively young, 20s and 30s. Are you seeing your audience at a similar age?
It's a huge mix, but it's definitely, I think there are more younger people interested in coming out to see the older styles of music.
Is this something that's spreading across the country, or is it just a New York City thing or a big city thing at this point?
Oh, it's all over. I mean, from what I understand, there's bands playing this style and this era of music across the world, really. It's getting really big in Europe. I mean, it's been big, but it's getting even bigger in Europe. It's big in New York. I think it's big pretty much worldwide.
The voice you're hearing is Normal native Ryan Weisite, who's coming back to the Twin Cities to play jazz up front in downtown Bloomington. And he's with Jesse Carolina on the Hot Mess this time. And the noise you're hearing is the terminal of the Atlanta airport, where he's on his way back right now. So I really appreciate you taking time to talk with us right now, Ryan. You're bringing a bass saxophone with you?
I'm bringing the bass, that's right.
Is this something new for you?
Yeah, I think I got the bass in August. It was kind of a logical next step for me because I play upright and electric bass, not incredibly well, but it's really a fun kind of passion project of mine. And so being able to combine the saxophone and the bass into one instrument was kind of a no-brainer for me. And an opportunity came up in August for me to get one and not go completely into debt. And so I took the opportunity, and I love it. I love every minute of playing it.
So it's a little bit bigger than a Berry, or how is it compare?
It's pretty substantially bigger than a Berry. It's an octave lower than the tenor. And it was actually used a lot in the 1920s as a fill-in for the tuba. So instead of having a tuba kind of playing the oompa bass lines, you'll have the bass saxophone. And the advantage is you get kind of the presence and the oomph of the tuba, but it's a bit more nimble because it is a saxophone.
We talked about the young folks and how you want people dancing and being real involved in what you're doing, but you also dress the period, or a lot of these bands are dressing the period, and it seems like the entertainment value of what you're doing is extremely important.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're aware that the music that we're playing is 100, over 100, or just right around 100 years old, and it's kind of fun to give the full experience.
So is this something you could go into the Jazz Standard in New York City or the Jazz Showcase in Chicago and do? Are they receptive to this, or is that more of a listening type of room, not really a dancing room?
You know, I've noticed the listening rooms in New York, at least in the past 2 or 3 years, have started booking more of the traditional jazz styles. I think 5 or 6 years ago, you can really only hear the kind of bebop-based and more modern groups. But in the past couple of years, I think the clubs have caught on to the fact people really like hearing this music. It's really fun and exciting. So I think they've acted accordingly and are starting to get more of these bands into the big clubs.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, Jazz Up Front in downtown Bloomington. Ryan Weisite joining us via Skype from the Atlanta airport. He's coming home, Mom and Dad. So it'll be good to see you again, Ryan. Thanks for the time.
It'll be good to see you. Mm-hmm.